Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Happy Halloween. Yes, by the time you hear this, it'll be Halloween will be over, but we are actually recording this episode on Halloween. And joining me as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, we had an awesome time Friday night, didn't we?
Oh, amazing time Friday night. We couldn't have been more happy with it.
You know, it was, it takes a special someone to get me out of retirement. Donnie reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jim, I need you there." We were at Fortress Obets. What is it? The Fright Funnel? Is that what it was called?
Fear Fortress, the Fright Funnel. It was a long name, but we're going to work on changing that.
And after 2 years, I got out there and got to scare some people. Oh my gosh. I know how much I missed it. The body's still arguing with me today, and this is Sunday. But I wouldn't trade the pain for anything in the world, because nothing's better than a good scare. How about you, Donnie?
Oh, same. Yeah, like I said, this was just a project that fell in our lap, you know, on short notice. You know, we had off and on, you know, less than a month to get it ready. And we weren't there every day, you know, 10 hours a day. We were only there limited hours per day, you know, whenever we could get there. So it was actually less time than that. But yeah, the body's feeling it. You know, I was putting in my 10,000 steps plus every single day. And I think, you know, for like Thursday, I had 15,000 steps. You know, the Friday, the night of the haunt, I had over 24,000 steps. And then, you know, I went to Carnage the Saturday night after that and got in another 15,000 steps. So my knees and ankles and legs, and they're not too happy with me right now, and I'm paying for it.
But you know, I've got to say, Donnie, you know, the project got dropped into your lap severely limited amount of time, and quite frankly I was skeptical given the amount of time you had. Mm-hmm. However, for the amount of time that you did have, I think it worked. It came together. Oh, yeah. There were some great aspects of the haunt. And I'm not going to talk about me being teabagged by the inflatable cat, but I will talk about the shake bridge that was built in a manner of hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Gavin put maybe 2 to 3 hours into that whole project.
And you know, it was just as good as, you know, going out and buying one for X number thousand of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scenes were a little chaotic, but you know, you work with what you got, and there was plenty of opportunity to scare. One of my favorite scenes, still slightly underused until you got a hold of it, was the mannequin scene.
Mm-hmm.
And then and at the end of the haunt, not only did you have Chainsaw Guy, which, you know, I'm not a big fan of chainsaws, but they work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that enormous cannon.
Yeah, the boom cannon.
Boom cannon. I mean, you could hear that thing all over the property. It was like, right. Boom. And watching people run out between the boom cannon and the Chainsaw Guy. And he had a longer bar on that chainsaw than I'm used to seeing. It was probably a 16, 18 inch bar on that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's special. It's a special modified one that he did. He's pretty proud of that thing.
But I think it was an overwhelming success. A lot more people went through than I honestly anticipated, being a free event that the city of Obetz put on. And the people did go through multiple times, and you know, you got to think, if they went through more than once, they must have enjoyed it the first time.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Working the queue lines and everything. I forgot about punk kids.
Right.
And how they like to mess with you, and you just try to work around them and ignore them and ignore the BS that pours out of their mouths. And you work with the people that are scared.
Right. Yep.
You know, and I dealt with all manners of people out in the queue line. I had this one kid that would not stop getting in front of me, no matter what I did. I seriously wanted to run him over, but I was trying to be politically correct.
Mm-hmm. I'd have ran his ass over. I'm different.
Well, I just didn't want to cause any trouble for the haunt group, or I would have multiple times.
Well, I appreciate that.
But aside from those, there were plenty of people that were scared. There was one family that came up to me, their poor little girl. She couldn't have been any more than 4 or 5, was so terrified of me. She did not want to move.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not one to break character, but this little girl was so terrified. I had to do something.
Right.
So I took him off to the side, showed her that I was a real person and that she didn't need to be scared of me. It was just for fun. And after that, I think she really enjoyed what was going on. But up until that point, I've never seen a child so terrified, and it tugged at my heartstrings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we don't want to terrify people. That's not what we do in haunting. You know, we want to scare people and give them a good time. So, yeah, I don't blame you for doing that. I think that was a good call.
You know, again, against my nature, because I would have just loved to scare the shit out of her even more. But, you know, I also respect the fact, you know, I'm a parent, they're parents.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. And we dealt with it. I mean, you know, time just flew by. We actually worked about 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And
it seemed like 20 minutes, really.
It did. I had to take a couple of breaks because this old man's legs and knees aren't what they used to be. But every time I come back out, you know, I'm torturing myself because normal is boring. You have to be different. You have to move differently to make people be more nervous. And that's what I did. I don't just walk normally. I walk with a pronounced limp on my left side based on my costume and the fact that my whole left side has been shredded and ripped and zombified.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm still paying for it, but I still wouldn't trade it for anything.
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, just like I said, you get those moments like where you help that little girl out and, you know, showed her that it was a fun thing and not something to be terrified about. And, you know, like I said, there's all kind of diverse groups. You know, you got the punks, you got the you know, guys puffer chests out thinking they're tough. You know, you got people that are there for the right reasons and are actually scared and having fun. And then you got parents where the mother uses her baby in a stroller for meat shields. You know, it's like...
Right. Yeah, you were telling me that story. I mean, tell everybody. I mean, this is just, how do you use a baby as a meat shield? I mean, right. Come on.
Yeah, well, the scene that you liked the most, you said it had the most potential, the mannequin scene was actually my least favorite. And just for some reason, I just wasn't feeling it because I wasn't happy with how it turned out. And yeah, but like, I'm kind of particular like that. You know, if I'm going to do something, like you said, we had limited time, limited resources. You know, there was other bumps in the road that us and the Obetz team had to overcome. And before I finish the story, the Obetz team is fantastic. I mean, those guys can build anything, just like we were talking about the bridge. You know, Gavin built that in 2 to 3 hours and it took me 2 to 3 weekends, you know, to build. And I mean, anything we needed, you know, I was like, hey, I need this built, or I need this cable ran, or I need this put up, I need this light hung. And they were all over it. I mean, so, you know, kudos to the Obetz team and their staff. And yeah, and they even did a pretty good job haunting as well. You know, the electric chair scene was pretty cool. So yeah, kudos to them. But yeah, like I said, with the limited resources we had and the mannequins we actually had gotten from Carnage, you know, Mia and the folks at Carnage, you know, helped us out and supported us in this endeavor. And so we took the mannequins and I was just like, you know, we were going to dress them up and, you know, make them in the ghost and have a live actor as a ghost too. And then, you know, come out and get them. But with the staffing and everything we had, you know, we didn't have we didn't have enough people to put in there, and B, people was not really wanting to do that scene. And so it was just kind of a scene with a, you know, flashing light. And, you know, like you said, you enjoyed it and you thought it would had great potential. And I understand that too, but just, I wasn't happy with it because we didn't have an actor in there and it wasn't really decorated as good as I wanted it because we didn't have the time. So I found it, you know, there was a corner, you know, after they leave that scene, they turn the corner. So as I, you know, I was roaming through the whole haunt, you know, I was making sure the props were still in the right place. Everybody was okay. Kind of like zone captain type stuff as well. And once I found that corner and I started making it my own, I kind of like lost track of roaming the halls and just kind of stayed in that area. And, you know, if I, you know, the way I saw it, I turned lemon into lemonade because, I mean, people were getting freaked out just looking at the scene because they knew something was in there and there wasn't. And then, you know, there was fog blocking where I was. And then I'd come through the fog around the corner on them. And I mean, I had people hitting the ground. I had people running, screaming, knocking into the walls. And then did the meat shield thing we were talking about. It was a young couple. You know, I don't know if they're a boyfriend, girlfriend, or married, but they had a baby in a baby stroller, like a real live baby, you know, a real human being. And first I was thought, that's kind of odd. You're bringing a, you know, baby in a stroller through this big, loud, you know, boisterous haunt, you know. So they turn a corner and the dad's pushing the baby stroller. So I, of course, I jump his, you know, his girlfriend or wife, whatever. And, you know, she was like falling all over the place and scared to death and screaming and yelling. And I had her going so bad that she literally ripped the stroller out of her boyfriend or husband's hands and put her baby in front of me and was like moving the stroller left to right, blocking me. And as I was looking at the kid's like shaking left and right. And I'm like, God, I was like, we're going to kill this kid. You know? So I backed off immediately. I'm like, she's going to give this kid whiplash or something, you know? So I backed off. And then the only thing I could think of, I just growled and I was like, that's cheating like that. And her boyfriend or husband, he was like, was totally on my side 100%. And he's like, yeah, that's cheating. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, just cheating. You can't do that. You know, cause I think he was actually scared too. And he thought I was going to turn on him, you know? So, right. But I like, that's the first time I'd ever experienced that. I was like, what kind of mother puts her child in front of danger to block it, to protect herself, you know? And it struck me real funny. I was cracking up. I mean, it was an awesome moment because they were all having fun, except for, I think the mom actually really was scared of me. But I mean, the boyfriend or dad, you know, he was having a blast and he was cracking up and the baby was just getting shook. You know, she's got baby shaking syndrome or some shit. I don't know. So, but yeah, but it was a pretty comical scene and it was good. You know, like I said, they all had fun and was, you know, screaming and laughing and all that. So it was pretty cool.
You know, in all my years of haunting, I've seen, usually it's the boyfriend that girlfriend in front is the meat shield.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never, this is a first, I've never heard of somebody using a baby as a meat shield.
Yeah. I say, I wish I had a camera up or something to where I'd have video proof. Cause it was, I mean, I was laughing my ass off inside. I was trying to stay in character, but I so bad just want to just start busting out laughing like this. I've never seen this before. But yeah, but it was great.
I got to wonder about that kid. I mean,
The kid wasn't even reacting. The kid was just looking around. It wasn't laughing or crying or screaming or it wasn't scared at all. It was just sitting there chilling, just like, all right, going for a ride. It's
like, yeah, but I bet you in coming years, that kid has nightmares.
Probably.
Gonna be deep-seated in the subconscious. Mom used me as a meat shield. Thanks. Right.
You know, maybe that triggered something. Him or her, I can't tell if it was a kid, a boy or a girl in the stroller, but maybe that'll turn that person into one of the best haunters ever created, you know?
Either a haunter or a serial killer. One of the two.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was pretty cool. So yeah, so that scene like grabbed me and I got so, you know, so many good scares out of it. I just stayed there and I was like, you know, I was like, I'm not a big fan of this scene, but I, you know, I figured out a way to make it work. And, you know, like I said, I had people and we were on concrete too. So I'm sure there's a bunch of scuffed knees and elbows and palms out there. Cause I had people hitting the concrete and crawling and running and falling. And I'm sure just like everybody else did. So, yeah. So I'm pretty sure there were some scraped up body parts that night.
Well, you know, I've got to say that, the amount of square footage had for this haunt still blows my mind because they went from one end of the stadium to the other.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a big walk and there's a lot of room for, like you said, a lot of room for improvement and just takes some more planning. And, you know, like I said, we're not going to wait, you know, once we get everything, you know, the smoke clears and, you know, the Obeth people get back to work on Monday and I'm going to go over there and basically figure out what we're doing. But I'm pretty sure, I mean, they were so pleased with us and so grateful that we came and helped them that I'm sure they're going to want us back next year. And so I don't know if we're going to do the stadium or if we're going to move it back out into the woods where it used to be. So, you know, either way, but yeah, we're going to do more planning to where we can buy props. And they've even already talked about it, showing interest in going to Trans World and Midwest Honors Convention with us. And, you know, footing the bill for that. And because they want to go and, you know, buy a couple props and buy some stuff that they think we need. And like I said, the Obetz builders and workers are so frigging great. If we buy two or three good expensive props, they'll go in and see how they're made and they'll just start making their own. You know, that's how talented this group of people is. So, yeah, like I said, there's plans for future ones, even plans for possibly doing longer days. And so we just got to sit down and talk about the aftermath of Friday and see where everybody's head is and go from there. But yeah, like I said, they have resources, they have the space, they have the property, you know, they got everything it takes to make a great haunt. So that's what we're hoping happens here.
Well, I can tell you right now that in my little handy dandy notebook, if you end up going back out to the woods, I have designed a haunt based on a woods type theme.
Well, if they decide we're going back out to the woods, we're definitely going to take a look at that.
It was one of the first things I ever designed. And I think given the opportunity, it would work really well. It's a specific theme. I don't want to give away too much. I mean, we'll talk about it off the air. But
oh, yeah, yeah. You don't want to give everything away.
I don't want to give away the whole thing, but it's going to have some Native American influence.
Oh, nice. That'd be cool. Yeah. Like I said, another thing that they are discussing is, you know, because like I said, it's going to be their haunt. I'm not an owner of the haunt like I was with the trail, which thankfully, right. Yeah, I'm kind of thankful for that because that's more stress than I want to deal with right now. And, but they're basically going to hand the haunt over, because what it used to be is their workers would work their, you know, their Obetz City jobs all day, and then they would work on the haunt at night. So their staff is exhausted by the end of the season, and it's just for a one night event, you know? So they basically want to take the haunt part and hand it over to me and my people and everybody that I'm working with, and have us handle it, which means staffing as well. They said they want me to control all the staffing of the haunt. So, you know, I've gotten advice from you and stuff like that. So I'm actually considering starting a group of haunters, not like a traveling actor group per se, because I don't really see us, you know, going that route and traveling.
Right. Not like Maul, but.
Yeah, no, not like Maul, where they travel around and all that, but just like a group of actors for specifically the Obetz haunt. And then also, if we have other actors and they want to work around the Columbus area, like we got Carnage, Fear Columbus, even Hoochie or whatever, and even there, you know, if they want to act at other haunts in the area that's close and they can make a couple bucks doing it, then, you know, we could have those haunts reach out to us like, hey, we need three actors, you know, do you got anybody or something, you know, so. But yeah, I don't want to do like the traveling thing, like we're sending them to other states and other areas, you know, not like that. But they basically want to, you know, us to staff the Obetz haunt. So we're going to work on building basically a haunt team again, to where we know the Obetz haunt's completely covered, and then maybe even help some of the local haunts around the area. Cause like I said, Carnage has stepped up and been 100% supportive of this project of us. And, you know, we'd like to repay them back. Like if they need some people, I'd like to be able to help them get people, you know, so they can fully staff their haunt. Cause that was a big issue this year for many haunts across the country and probably the world, I'm assuming, is, you know, staffing of haunts and not having enough people and nobody wanting to do it. So maybe we can help the little, you know, local Columbus area or something with that, you know, by our getting a staff, a group of haunters together or something.
Well, I've got to say that Mia and company have been absolutely amazing this Halloween season.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, you know, my shout out to Mia. I love you, Mia. You do awesome. And, you know, working with Donnie and everything is just, it's a give and take. You know, this is what haunting is all about. It's not about competition. Mm-hmm. It's about working together.
Yep.
And, you know, Carnage was, I mean, she helped you out with props and mannequins and that's awesome. I mean, you guys can work together. I mean, next year you could do something where, you know, if they make it through your haunt, they can get a discount at Mia's haunt, you know,
yeah,
something like that. Just, it's all about camaraderie. It's not about competition. I mean, you want everybody to enjoy Halloween, whether it's at your haunt or somebody else's haunt, or if you do it right at both.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing. You know, like I said, I still work with Carnage and for Carnage. And when I explained to them about this haunt project, this Obetz project, and I told them there was going to be some days that I was going to have to miss because I'd be over there building, they were completely fine with it. You know, and like I said, they donated some props for us and helped us out. And, you know, we had a, you know, stack of their postcards for advertising. We passed them out during that night and got some of their information in people's hands. And they even was with us at the Zucchini Fest for the wrestling, and they passed out some stuff. So yeah, it's a give and take, you know, and like I said, we did the Obetz Haunt Friday night. And Saturday night, I was back at Carnage, you know, busting my butt and zone captaining and keeping everybody hydrated and covering actresses and actors and scaring people and doing what we do, you know. So it's going to be the same thing, you know. Just like with the building, you know, I've had a couple of their builders say, you know, hey, if you ever need help with building stuff and I'm not doing nothing, let me know. I'll come help you. And I'm doing the same thing with them, you know, that like the people that know about Carnage, you know, they only got the two haunts right now. They're building a third, you know, this season. They just didn't have the time to get the third one built. And so when they start, you know, ready to do the framing and mapping it out and stuff, I'll be over there with Carnage, you know, helping them build the framing and setting it all up. And so, yeah, it's a give and take, you know, you work with people instead of against people. And then, like you said, you know, I definitely had that idea on the table to work out something with, you know, the other haunts and say, you know, hey, here's our stuff, you know, here's their stuff. You get a, you know, $5 discount or something, I don't know, or whatever. And, you know, just work on haunts or just get out their information. Like, here's other haunts in the area that are real good. Go see these guys as well. You know, it's like you said, it's a give and take, and it's the way it should be. It shouldn't be, you know, well, I don't like these people or this haunt because they're not our haunt. You know, that's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, in all my years of haunting, I've seen it numerous times. I mean, down in the Cincinnati area, there was a competition between two major haunts that, you know, it was like almost to the point to where it's like it was an animosity between them.
Mm-hmm.
I think recently they've patched that up, but there's no sense. I mean, you need to promote each other.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. How much business do you actually think that those two haunts lost because they were battling against each other instead of trying to work together and promote each other? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, you're not that far apart. You know, work together, you could get even more income, you know, mm-hmm. Some people, I mean, I know actors that get very defensive about their own haunts.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that I kind of stepped back and started Maul to begin with, is because it's not about, you know, this haunt being any better than that haunt. It's about camaraderie, yeah, and working with different haunts and giving them everything they can possibly use. So, you know, always work together. And fortunately, Mia is very open-minded,
mm-hmm,
with Carnage. And that's great for you guys. And it's great for her. It costs her nothing and it helps her out.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, you know, like I said, even, you know, when I showed up there Saturday night to work at the Carnage, you know, I had numerous people, you know, Mia included, coming up, you know, how'd it go? Was it successful? Did you guys pull it off? You know, how many people were there? And I mean, everybody was like honestly intrigued and wanted to know, you know, was supporting us. And, you know, they were happy to find out that we had a good turnout and it was successful. And, you know, like I said, a lot of haunts don't do that. You know, if, you know, some places you'd go in, they'd be like, well, I hope you bombed. I hope it sucked, you know, but it was like 100% opposite. Everybody was excited and happy for us that it went well. And you know, like I said, it just, you know, shows you that there is good haunts and stuff out there, and that's who you want to associate yourself with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was, and you know, it was kind of cool too. And I'm going to kind of shift over to the wrestling part of things.
Mm-hmm.
But, not only did you have a referee working your haunt.
Yeah.
But you also had the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo champion lurking about in the Undertaker scene.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I kind of hooked him in. Our referee Peachy Rodriguez, I hooked him in a few years back at the trail. You know, he was already interested in haunting. And when he found out I was building one, he was like, I'll come and act, you know. So he came in and became our werewolf and stuff and did a great job. Yeah, so we've had Peachy on the team and stuff. And then oddly enough, just out of the blue, I mentioned Carnage needing some people. And And Onyx was like, well, yeah, I'll come give it a try. And he worked that first night and he's been hooked ever since. And he's even messaged me personally and said, man, I want to thank you for introducing me to this haunted house stuff. He said, I'm having so much fun. He's like, this is like a huge stress relief for me. And so now he's hooked. You know, he worked our Obetz haunt. He's been to Carnage numerous times. And, you know, he's pretty much solidified his role as one of the undertakers in the cemetery at Carnage. And he's having a blast with it. And, you know, like I said, you just never know who's going to be interested or not. And I encourage everybody to at least try it once, you know. And, I've converted him into Superman Onyx champion to Superman Onyx undertaker haunter.
You know, it's funny, when we were getting ready Friday night, he says, man, I got to be the most buff Grim Reaper you have ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, we had this big cloak for him, and I guess it was like way too big and he couldn't walk in it. So we had this other like cloak. It was like a spandex type material, like a Grim Reaper type outfit. And I guess Terry got it for him. I wasn't in there. And I come walking in and that looked like somebody just painted it on him. It was so tight. I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, hey man, it shows my figure. I was like, all right, dude, go for it. He even asked me if he could keep it. He's like, can I use this at Carnage? I'm like, good, take it with you. I don't care.
You know, I got to say though, for people that are listening that don't know who Onyx is, and if you don't, you should, but anyway, this man is 303 pounds and it's all chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's a big boy.
He is big and broad and solid. And, you know, I'd be scared just seeing him in a haunt without a costume on, much less with a costume on.
Yeah. He gets some good scares, but he gets into it and he keeps his character pretty good, but, yeah, he doesn't need to. He could just walk around and just come around corners at people and, you know, he'd get them good. But I got two I've converted. I'm going to work on some more.
Yeah, I mean, I thought there would be more out there. I mean, if you look around the wrestling landscape, you see a lot of characters that have that vibe. Like, for example, Danhausen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've got Rosemary in Impact Wrestling. And
got Abaddon.
Exactly. That's what I was going to bring up. Abaddon out of AEW, which by the way, she is going to be at Squared Circle Expo 2 next year in April. Mm-hmm. I'm working on the dates right now, but
as will we,
as we will. Yes. But I definitely want to see if we can talk to Abaddon because I mean, she epitomizes wrestling and horror.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I mean,
yeah. Yeah, and yeah, like I said, you know, yeah, we joke about you know me converting two wrestlers to haunters and all this and that, but I mean, I encourage anybody in the pro wrestling business that you know does that, you know, go to a haunted house and give it a try. I mean, it's basically character acting. You know, you dress up as a character, just like with wrestling, you go and you put on a performance, just like with wrestling, it's live improv, just like with wrestling. And, you know, like your wrestling, you know, is one aspect of a business and haunting, you know, it's totally different, but it's still the same, you know, and it's fun. You know, you get that first couple scares and you're hooked. And it's great for improv because you're going to get customers that come at you with different things all the time, you know, like you don't scare me or, you know, or they're freaking out or they make fun of you or say something like that. And which I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to tell this story because I thought it was funny and my daughter will think it was funny, but my daughter that goes to Ohio State, you know, she's a bigger girl. She's a heavy girl. And she was in the zombie scene working with Onyx and with our little actor Chance and all that. And I guess this kid come through the haunt and was going in through the cemetery and she come out at him, you know, in her zombie outfit and was at a zombie. And he was like, man, you're one of the most well-fed zombies I've ever seen. And she said she wanted to laugh so bad, but she said she held it in. And she was like, that was probably one of the greatest lines I've ever heard. But I mean, it's just improv. And she was like, and you know, she's a zombie, so she ain't going to talk. So she was like, I don't even know what I would have came back with on that. You know, she was like, but I mean, it's just stuff like that. You get hit with all these different lines and you got to, work on your improv to come back or react or something. And, you know, again, just like another story, I got backhanded, back fisted in the jaw. I got cocked in the jaw on Friday night by a soccer mom. You know, I was after her kids. It was her and her husband and their three kids. And I had her kids going real good. And then I kind of backed off the kids like I was going back to my scene. And then I snuck up behind a soccer mom and got in her ear and snorted. And she hit me with this back fist. She must practice karate or something. she hit me right in the square of the jaw with this back fist and snapped my head back. And I was like, good night, man. I was like, what the hell? And she felt horrible. She was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She kept apologizing. So then I kind of broke character for a quick second because her kids were a little bit ahead. So they couldn't hear me. And, you know, she was apologizing and her husband was there. And I was like, no worries. Don't worry about it. I was like, that's part of it. You know, just to let her know it was okay. Cause I could tell she felt terrible, but yeah, she cold cocked me a good one. But yeah, it's just, like I said, it's just stuff like that. You know, it's character development, character acting, you know, live improv. Just like we had when we did our wrestle horror course, you know, our wrestle horror thing. So I encourage any pro wrestler, independent, professionally signed, whatever, get inside a haunt and do it. It's a freaking blast.
It is. And, you know, I see so many pro wrestlers that dress up in cosplay and everything. It's, you know, to give it a chance, go work in a haunted house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Fun with it. I mean, you like dressing up like that, go out and scare some people. I mean,
oh yeah.
You know, when I was working the queue line, I came up upon one woman. She's probably in her mid to late 20s. And I was coming up behind her in the queue line. She didn't see me. Her friends, of course, did, but they didn't say anything. And I got right next to her and I sniffed.
Mm-hmm.
And she dropped to the ground screaming, you know? And then, you know, the grassy areas they have out there in front of the haunt?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was standing in the middle one, and I was just sitting there observing people. I was not moving, and people would start coming up to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this teenager and her boyfriend and their friends, and she gets right up to me and she goes, "You don't scare me."
Did 2020 take its toll on your fitness? Well, body slam the pandemic and get back in shape with WrestleFit. This innovative program combines all the fitness regimens you'll need to reach your goals. The WrestleFit workout will bring strength training, cardio, and the world of professional wrestling together in a fun, new, and exciting way. Have yourself a blast working out with dumbbells, kettlebells, slam balls, ropes, tires, and an 18-foot full-size wrestling ring. The WrestleFit workout isn't just for pro wrestlers. The WrestleFit workout is for everybody. At the Now Training Center, you can pursue your fitness goals and learn how to train like a professional wrestler without all the bumps, bruises, and slams with the WrestleFit workout. Go to www.newohiowrestling.com/training for more information or stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio, 43004, Unit 6137.
Now, I'm not very eloquent in my Meat Hook Jim character, but I do speak occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at her. I tilted my head and I said, "You smell different when you're asleep." She lost it. She ran over to the boyfriend. "What do you say?" And she told him, she's like losing her mind. And he's like, "Well, you shouldn't have messed with him, you know?"
Yeah.
He said, "I smell different when I'm asleep." How does he know that? "I know everything."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had so much fun. Thank you for dragging me out of retirement for a couple of hours.
Oh, there you go. I appreciate it. Like I said, I appreciate the effort and coming out and having fun with us and helping us. And, you know, just like with everything else. And, like I said, it's gonna, you know, I think they were really happy. The mayor and everybody seemed really pleased. So I think we're going to be back. And, you know, like I said, you know, on the business side of it, it's good for all of us because it's a paid gig. We're all getting paid. And, so, you know, get a haunt and make a little bit of money and have fun. You know, that's, to me, that's living the dream. If I could do wrestling and haunting and make money and, you know, enough money to live, you know, that's my dream right there.
Yeah. I would love to be able to do that as well.
Oh yeah. So I'll say we're working on it. We'll see what we can get out of it. And, But yeah, like, yeah, again, thanks to everybody that came out and went through, and thanks to everybody that helped. Like, the whole OBET staff was phenomenal.
Oh, they were great.
Yeah. The haunt team that we brought in, everybody did a great job. And so, yeah, I mean, I couldn't have been more happy with it. So I'm excited to see where it goes. But yeah, again, you know, pay attention to haunting, man. It's a great practice for wrestling, you know, wrestlers, and, you know, give it a chance. You know, again, back to what I said, it's an amazing experience if you're into it.
Yeah, if there's any wrestlers out here listening to this that are interested, reach out to Donnie, reach out to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something you think you might want to try, it doesn't hurt to try. And believe me, I think you'll have a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And if you think you can't do it and you're a wrestler, you already have the tools you need to do it.
Yeah. Got everything you need.
Right. If you need help, me and Donnie are available anytime to help you.
Mm-hmm.
We can incorporate wrestling. Like, we've got the wrestle horror concept. We can incorporate that into your character.
Yeah, which I am going to make a room if and when we do the Obet's Haunt again. I am going to dedicate a room to the wrestle horror concept so we can test it out. So so you can see, you can count on a little more violence in one of our scenes next year for sure.
So it'll definitely be a more brutal room.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Good. And brutality scares people. So
yeah,
especially when you make it look real. And as pro wrestlers, that's what you do.
Yep. Oh yeah. Like I said, I've had a couple ideas in my head that I'm trying to flesh out the best ones. I'll probably have like 10 more ideas before that time, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. I might even be involved in that scene myself, you know, just so I can get in there and get a little violent, bring the old Shank out, you know?
Uh-oh.
But, yeah. So who knows, but yeah, I'd say I definitely want to add that scene to the haunt next year. And I might even try to pitch me. I mean, if you're listening, I want to do a violent scene. Give me the green light.
Dude, it's Halloween right now, and it's my favorite day of the year. And for those of you listening, this is also my third wedding anniversary.
Yep. Happy anniversary.
Thanks. Me and the Lady of Darkness, she's actually had to work today, but she's dressed up as a witch.
Mm-hmm.
At work today, similar to what she wore Friday night, but a little different. She did some modifications.
Mm-hmm. Yep, she seemed to enjoy herself out there too. I've seen her a few times out there.
She did. She absolutely enjoyed it. She woke up yesterday in a really great mood. I was sore, but
yeah, right. There you go. She got to release a little bit of that stress and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, considering the October we've had.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you know, this has been the shittiest October I've had in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of that went away Friday night when we both got to relieve some stress. And
oh yeah, it's what it's about.
But let's talk about Squared Circle Expo real quick before we sign off.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of touched on it, so we might as well get into it for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be April 15th and 16th. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis, 2022, Indianapolis, Indiana, at the Wyndham, near the airport. And they've got a great lineup. They're still working. I mean, they've got plenty of time to get this lineup going, but so far, you know, we mentioned Abaddon, which I'm excited about. I really hope that we can have a talk with Abaddon, because I think she would just be amazing for the wrestle horror concept itself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But they've got the FTR is scheduled to be there. Cash Wheeler and Dax Harwood are going to be there. We've got Santana and Ortiz, you know, again from AEW. Those guys are going to be there.
Nice.
You've also got the Lucha Brothers, Penta Zero and Rey Fénix. Penta Zero is a great horror type character.
Yeah.
Again, we mentioned Abaddon. Sammy Guevara is going to be back again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of AEW people so far.
Yeah. Yeah. They made a comment on their Facebook page about, because people ask how come it was mainly all AEW guys and gals. And it's basically just because they're the ones that's responded first. You know, they have other people you know, reached out to other people and other promotions, major promotions. So I'm sure the list will get more broad and expanded. Just, you know, like I said, we're still almost, you know, what, a year away, pretty much, or 6 months away.
About 6 months, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, there's still plenty of time, and but yeah, it's just the reason there's so many AEW stars announced is because they've responded first. Is pretty much all it is.
Right, but you know, with Ring of Honor going on a quote unquote hiatus.
Yeah.
You got all this talent out there that they could pick up for this show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yep. So don't be surprised if you see somebody like, and I'm not going to say this is going to happen, but John Gresham. I mean,
yeah.
Who else? Angelina Love, Mandy Leon. These are people that work for Ring of Honor that, you know, you never know. They might show up on the guest list. So just keep checking out their Facebook page, Squared Circle Expo 2,
mm-hmm.
and see what's coming up next, because we're excited about that. Wrestle Horror is going to be there again. You know, we're not going to miss that. Something that's in our backyard. I mean,
right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, we had an amazing time the first year around, and we're looking for even a better time coming up in April.
Yep. Yeah. We already got our vendor space reserved and our hotel rooms booked. And so, yeah, we're good to go.
Yeah, and this time I'm staying in the host hotel. I'm not staying across the street.
There you go. Yep. Same here.
Where they don't take MasterCard.
Right. that was the dumbest thing I ever heard.
I can understand not taking Discover. I can understand not taking American Express, but not MasterCard. Come on.
Right.
That was just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this time, you know, we'll be in the same hotel as the stars.
Yep.
So you never know who you're going to run into in the elevator, because I mean, how many people do we run into in the elevator?
Oh yeah. A good ton.
Vicky Guerrero, Medusa, Andrew Anderson,
mm-hmm.
anybody else?
I'm sure there is. They just, I slip in my mind at the moment, but yeah, I'd say, cause I kept coming off the elevator like, hey, oh, it was Billy Gunn. We was in there with Billy Gunn. Yeah. Right. So, but yeah, there was numerous ones we were in there with.
Right, right. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. And, you know, the organizers, Ed, Heather, Adolfo, you guys did an amazing job.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't wait to see Squared Circle Expo 2, because, you know, with the pandemic restrictions in 2021, I think it's just going to blow up in 2022 with everything and people realizing that Squared Circle Expo is the real deal. I think that the attendance is going to be a lot more than it was.
Oh yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be a crazy weekend.
It is. It is. And we're going to be in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And this time we're doing video.
Yeah. Yep. And we got to try to do a Boogeyman Shauna Reed part 2 if we can.
And happy Halloween to Boogeyman, by the way. It's his favorite time of the year as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just downright creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never quite gotten over the worms thing, but.
Yeah. Yep.
To each his own.
Yeah. Right, right. Everybody's got their thing.
Right. So what else, Donnie? I mean, we've covered quite a bit over the past 45 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that was kind of, you know, good. We just wanted to touch on the success of the Obetz Haunt, our first crack at it. And, you know, thankful to everybody that participated. You know, thank you guys so much. And looking forward to next year's being bigger and better. And then, yeah, look forward to more wrestling stuff, Squared Circle Expo. I'm still in talks with the Arnold on if we're going to be allowed to come in or not. They're still trying to get their staging and everything all situated to make sure we got enough room for us to participate. So I'll update everybody on that when we hear. Yep. Still fingers crossed. But yeah, we're just kind of in limbo, getting ready to ramp up. You know, the Halloween season's ending, and I got mad yesterday. I don't remember what store I went into, but I went into a store yesterday,
Christmas.
And they already had the Christmas stuff up. I'm like, it's not even Halloween, not even over yet. Like, take your shit down. It's like, you know, I got pissed, you know, but that's how it's going to be. So we're going to, you know, we're wrapping up Halloween season this weekend, and we're going to be back into getting into the Christmas cheer and holiday season, and I guess they're going to totally forget about Thanksgiving. So,
well, you know, when I was a kid growing up, Christmas didn't show up till after Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. That's when we always did it. We put our tree up the weekend after Thanksgiving.
And stuff wasn't in the stores until after Thanksgiving.
All right.
Now, I mean, it's in the middle of October. I was shopping at Michael's and there was Christmas stuff up. It's like, what?
All right. Yeah. I'm trying to think of where we were. I don't know. I just ran. Like I said, my stupid concussions and brain damage, you know, triggers my memory. I can only remember certain things, but I just remember it pissed me off that I saw, which I love Christmas. Don't get me wrong. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays, but it just pissed me off when I saw a Christmas tree in a store when it's supposed to be Halloween season, you know.
Right. Yeah, that drives me nuts. I mean,
mm-hmm.
And yeah, I actually celebrate Yule anyway. So
yeah,
I haven't had a Christmas tree up in years. I have a Yule log.
Yeah.
But
yeah, everybody's got their thing.
You know, and you know, I don't down anybody. I love Christmas season. Don't get me wrong. I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you Chris, just celebrate it differently. That's all.
Well, and Chris teases me sometimes because I like to watch Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my favorite Christmas movies is Adam Sandler's Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. Christmas Pranks and Christmas Vacation. I can't go a season without watching Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I celebrated Christmas for years. So, you know, I'm not the type of person to say, oh, well, you celebrate Christmas. You're no good. Enjoy it. I do.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, but it's still Halloween. We're still on Halloween. It's still October 31st as we're recording this.
Right. Yeah. You celebrate Christmas when it's time. It's like right now we're in spooky season.
Right. You don't celebrate Christmas until after Thanksgiving, damn it.
Right.
After Thanksgiving.
Yep.
But what, you know, Donnie, like I said earlier, you made a bad October better by having me up.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. You guys definitely helped us out, and you know, we couldn't be more thankful for it.
You know, for those of you listening, went through a lot of things in October. I mean, we had a cancer scare with Chris, and then her car got destroyed by a drunk driver. Fortunately, she wasn't in it. And then some idiot backed into a rental car. So it's just been, it's been a rough October. We mm-hmm. finally squared up the settlement. We're just waiting for the money now. Didn't get as much as we thought, but at least her car will be paid off and we'll have a little bit more to put down on another one.
There you go. That's all you can ask for, really.
So, but it's just been so hard for me this October. And the fact that I was able to get out and relieve some stress and scare some people meant the world to me in spite of the pain I am still in.
Yep. That's what it's all about. Like I say, to my wife Terry, she says I have anger issues, and you know, maybe I do sometimes, maybe I don't. It's like that's up for debate, but you know, that also helps me as well. I get out there and I grunt and growl and groan and snarl and sniff people's hair and you know, stuff like that, and it relieves some stress because I'm, you know, I make people laugh, I make people scream, and you know, I scare people and I entertain people and they have fun. And that's my favorite thing about haunting is if I can get somebody to scream as loud as they possibly can and then start laughing immediately after, that's my goal. That's what I call a big win, you know. So like I said, and every time I come home I'm drained and I'm exhausted, my body hurts, but I'm content, you know. You know, there's no stress, everything's good, so I appreciate haunting for many reasons just as well as you do.
Yep. And I wish I was physically able to do more. One of these days, it's, you know, one of these days, maybe soon.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, just do like me, you know. I wish I could get back in the ring full time, but instead I just stay in the back because it hurts a lot less. so maybe that'll be your haunt, you know, your haunt theme now. You just work the back.
Right. Well, you know, as long as I'm involved in some way, I'm happy.
There you go.
As long as somebody's getting scared because of me in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
That's what it's about to me. Whether I'm physically acting and scaring you, or I've helped design something that scares you, or I've taught somebody how to a different technique to scare you. As long I can live vicariously through other people if I need to.
There you go. Yeah, we had a wheelchair in our haunt. We'll just dress you up in a hospital gown, throw blood and guts all over you, put you in a wheelchair, and just have people wheel you around.
Incapacitated yet. But it's been fun. It's been an amazing, amazing Halloween. Again, I wish that Chris didn't have to work today, being our anniversary, but hey, you know, it is.
Yeah.
So we'll
just have to celebrate it after. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. We will. I don't want to go to work tomorrow, but
I heard that. Yeah. I got to go over to Obet's tomorrow and get all the stuff that I'm bringing back. Like, you know, I had like a chair and my tools and a couple, you know, a couple little things that we needed to bring back with us. And then, yeah, so I'll be over there working again tomorrow, getting all that stuff cleaned up. And that's another thing about the Obet staff. They got to have the whole haunt tore down, all the props boxed up, because they box everything, label it, put it on a skid, shrink wrap it, then take forklifts and put it on their shelves in their storage building. So they have to have that whole thing cleaned up and tore down by next weekend, because there's another track and field event coming in.
So, wow, that's not much time, does it?
No, sure don't. That's their go. They fly by the seat of their pants. They're so busy and stuff. But you know, kudos to them. They got it down to a science. Like I said, even with all the adversities and stuff we ran into, you know, there was a couple COVID scares. So there's some quarantines and some stuff that had to happen. And so yeah, like they were, you know, bare bones staffing at a lot of the times. And you know, we were able to get it done and everything. So, you know, kudos to them for being persistent and as good as they are. You know, like I said, they got this event stuff down to a science. So I'm happier than heck to be working with them.
Well, I think the city of Obet's and Fortress Obet's are amazing that they do all these things for the community at no cost to them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, Zucchini Fest is free. The Scare Fest event was free. The haunt was free. They gave out 2,500 bags of candy to give out to the kids. So the bags of candy were free. And yeah, like I said, that's great that they do that for the community and stuff. And I support it 100%. That's why, you know, I'm excited to be involved with them.
Well, they didn't scrimp on the candy bags either, because Chris grabbed a couple and there was some good candy in there.
Well, I had like two or three in my scene. I was like, you know, kids dropped them and I scared them and I wanted to give them back. Like, man, they need their candy. It's Halloween, but I couldn't fight. Yeah, they were already gone. They were running. So I was just like, yeah, sorry about your luck. Should have held on to it.
They had M&Ms, they had Snickers, they had Milky Ways.
Oh, really? Nice.
Mr. Good Bars, and they had Dum Dums in there too. It was a mixture of stuff, but
mm-hmm. Yeah. And you figured 2,500 bags of filled with candy, how much money that costs, you know, and they just give it away for free.
Exactly. And that's what amazes me about the city and what they do. Like you said, the Zucchini Fest and with the haunt and everything, what a great community. And it makes me sit here and think, damn it, why do I live so freaking far away?
Right. Yeah. Like I say, I'm blessed and happy, you know, so like I said, to be associated with them. And like I said, the more we get going with it, the more we'll have you up here.
Well, you know, we do have a branch of my company in Grove City.
Oh, see, there you go. You're 15 minutes away. And we're in Grove City all the time.
So, you know, you never know. I mean, I'd have to sell my house, but.
Right. Leave the graveyard, huh?
Yeah. I'm kind of accustomed to the graveyard, you know?
There you go. I think it'd be kind of cool, actually. I wouldn't bother me. It's like,
well, I got to get you down here sometime, man. You've never been to my house.
So. No, I haven't. Not yet.
I've been to your house multiple times, but you've never been to mine.
Yeah.
Take you out in the graveyard. I can show you a bunch of headstones with my last name on them.
Oh, really? Nice. That'd be cool. Yeah, that'd be cool. Do you know any of them personally?
No.
No?
But actually, I met one because when I first started haunting professionally, I went to work at Kings Island my first year. And the lady that was running HR, her maiden name is Millspaw.
Mm-hmm.
And those are her relatives in the graveyard.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So I'm sure we'll be related somewhere down the line.
Right. On one of those branches.
Something like 500 of us in the country.
Oh, really? That ain't bad.
Yeah. So I'm sure somewhere along the line we're related, because my family is from the Ohio Valley area, from here to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure, you know, we might be distant cousins 12 times removed or something. But
yeah, somewhere there's a bloodline.
Right, right. Because it's not a common name, so.
Right.
At least we don't have any inbreeding.
Yeah, there you go.
That I know about.
Right, I'll say that you know of anyway. That'd be a good haunters though.
Yeah. So I don't know. I've run out of things to say, Donnie.
I think we covered everything and got it all off our chest and thank you guys for coming up and helping us with it. I think for what we had, you know, to work with and to do, and I think it was a great success, and we're looking forward to putting the rubber to the road with more time to work on it and more planning and more brainstorming and get more props and items to put in there and make it even better. So I'm looking forward to the future.
Well, definitely more planning is going to make it so much better.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was good this time around, but we want to knock it out of the park. We want, we want people to walk away going, holy shit.
Right. Yep. That's going to be the goal. Like I said, the officials and the staff of OBETS were impressed with what we did and the little time we had. So like I said, I think it's going to be, you know, full steam ahead. And I said, you know, even like I said, their city officials were, you know, they're interested in all of us going to Trans World and Midwest Haunters, and they want to learn about the haunting business. And I'm like, what kind of city does that, you know? So, and they love Halloween and doing the haunt for the community and all that. So, I mean, we may be heading to Trans World this year.
Great. Get them to foot my hotel bill too.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
An extra consultant or something.
There you go. Yeah. That's why Mike was excited. He's like, we're going to go to Trans World. I'm like, we might. Like they said they're interested in going, looking at everything and maybe buying some stuff. So he's pretty pumped about it.
That's awesome. Well,
thanks for listening.
On this Halloween edition,
make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram.
You can't give them a plug. Horror. I
was Twitter, trying to say Big Scary Show.
On YouTube, the WrestleHorror channel.
When you do your
can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.
With that being said, on this Halloween edition of the Wrestle Horror Podcast, I am Meat Hook Jim, along with Donnie Hoover. Happy Halloween! You'll be seeing and hearing this on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you guys had a great Halloween, and you'll reach out to us if you need any help for next year.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm Meat Hook Jim, along with Shank Dorsey.
Yeah, there you go.
We're out.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.